芬兰特斯坦大学教育学教授，做教授30年，主任30年，也是人民大学的客座教授和复旦大学的客座教授。
有没有漏掉？
罗老师做公职非常多年了，多到比我年纪还大，所以但是你看太年轻了。好，那我现在请罗老师。
对，提醒诸位，你们好，我愿祝的平安与你们同在。我其实16年的时候，我每年都去中国讲那个神学课，在这个所有很多的大学，大部分是人大和复旦，还有那个9年以前，我第一次来经营协和神学院，我每年3个月差不多在经营协和神学院做老师。刘若明牧师老师也是我的合作老师，在南京。我们有很多课在一起讲，是不是很多课？我有时候我说很忙，我的国家在北欧和那个中国，我们是差不多是邻居的国家，我们的中间只是一个国家，对不对？如果我遗憾的是，这个国家很伟大，就是俄罗斯。但是从赫尔辛基坐飞机到北京是1个小时、1个半小时差不多，坐飞机去上海8个半小时、9个小时左右，不是很远，对不对？所以比如说我去年去中国是4次坐飞机，太多了。但是我很喜欢在中国做那个客座教授，有上帝的恩典的话，有可能就将来可以一直在中国，这个更有意思。但是今天我的讲道是这样的，我的汉语水平不够了，我不可以说汉语讲道，我非常抱歉。但是我必须说外语。但是罗明讲那个牧师会做翻译一下。你们会听得懂外语，对不对？外语是就是英语，对不对？谁听得懂外语？英语差不多都很多英语没问题吧？好吧，这是我们的北欧的人，我们的英语是第一个。还有德语，很多人会说德语，但是现在越来越多我们用英语。我们注意讲到好吗？I say a little prayer.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for this opportunity.
感谢主赐给我们这样的机会。
We have the opportunity to share your word together.
感谢主有这样美好的机会，使我们在这里一起分享你的话语。
So we ask that you will open your word by the power of your Holy Spirit to us.
恳求主借着圣灵的大能，向我们将你的宝贵的话语向我们敞开。
So we ask you to speak directly to our hearts from your word.
恳求主将你的话语直接地放在我们心里，亲自向我们说话。
Thank you that it is you who is teaching us here, not us human beings.
感谢主，你亲自在这里教导我们，不是我们在这里说什么，而是你自己。
You know what everybody here needs most desperately, and you will speak to us, and you will touch our hearts.
因为你最清楚我们在这里每一位的真实的需要，恳求主你亲自地摸着每个人的心。
So we thank you that.You have prepared everything for us, and we can listen to your word.
感谢主，你为我们所做的一切的准备，恳求主同在。
Unite us in Christian love in you.
恳求主在基督的爱里面将我们联合在一起。
Thank you, we can rest in you, we can have peace and joy in you.
感谢主，我们能赞美你，我们能够享受从你而来的宝贵的话语。
So we pray in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名祷告，阿门。
So our text today is Romans 12章第1到第12节。罗马书，保罗是罗马书第十二章，在这里。
其实我们可以自己，我们一起来读这两节的经文，我们一起翻到的来读，就是罗马书第12章第1到第2节。这两节经文，
我们一起来读。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善年纯全可喜悦的旨意。
One of the things Paul is emphasizing very much here is the unity of all Christians.
使徒保罗在这里所强调的最核心的信息，那就是所有的基督徒在基督里联合为一。
He says that we are one body in Christ.
他告诉我们，我们是在基督里联合成为一体。
We have different gifts.
我们每个人有不同的恩赐。
The word he used is charismata. We have different charisms. The gift.
使徒保罗在这里用的这一个词是 charisma， 就是说不同的恩赐，从圣灵而来的领受。
And God has given to every Christian some gift.
上帝使用每个人，并且赐给每个人有不同的恩赐。
He says in the 1 Corinthians 7 verse 7, he says that he has given a particular gift for everyone.Has a gift, one has one kind, the other has another kind of gift.
在哥林多前书第七章，他告诉我们，只是个人的领受不同，上帝的恩赐一个是这样，另外一个是那样。
So, maybe some of the Christians are not aware of the gift which they have got.
也许有的人他并没有意识到，有的弟兄姐妹没有意识到，上帝有给他们恩赐。
So it is the will of God that we can find.The special gift that he has given to you, specifically to you.
我们每个人其实你都能够发现上帝所给你的特别的恩赐。
Because when you find your gift and your calling, you can serve the body of Christ, the church.
你要知道上帝所赐给你的恩赐，你就能够服侍主，服侍你周围的人。
So here in this Romans 12, he is listing some of the gifts. He says that some have got the gift of prophecy.Faith, the ministry, teaching, exhorter, giver, leader, or the being compassionate.
使徒保罗在罗马书第十二章，他列出了不同的恩赐。有的人能够说预言，有的人有圣灵的恩赐，专一教导做执事；有的人有能力有恩赐去教导劝化别人，而且有的人有爱心，会施舍。诚实治理怜悯人等等。
If you turn to another letter of Paul, the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you will find more about the gifts, the charismata.
如果我们仔细的阅读哥林多前书十二章的话，你会发现圣灵的恩赐还有非常多的不同的。
From verse 12, from verse 7 onwards, he speaks about the Spirit is given to the common good.To one, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom, message of knowledge. By the same Spirit, some have got the gift of faith, some get the gift of healing, some the miraculous powers, some prophecy, some speaking in distinguishing spirits, some speaking in tongues, and somebody the interpretation of tongues. All these gifts are work of the one and the same Spirit.
使徒保罗在哥林多前书第十二章，他列出了诸多不同的恩赐。有人受圣灵感动，受圣灵恩赐以后有智慧的言语；有的人有着知识，有的人有不同的从圣灵而来的坚固的刚强的信心。而且有的人能够为别人祷告，使其病得医治；有的人能行异能，有的人能做先知；有的人能分辨不同的灵；有的人能说方言；有的人能翻方言；有的人能够按着圣灵所赐的，有能力做分配不同事工的恩赐等等。
It is clear that Paul is not making a kind of final, finished, closed list of these gifts. There are many more gifts.
使徒保罗并不是在这里已经总括了所有的一切的恩赐，而是使徒保罗说这里表示恩赐有不同不样的各种的恩赐。
Some of the gifts are the specific gifts of the Holy Spirit of knowledge or prophecy or this kind of thing. Some of the gifts are a practical calling to be the leader, be teacher, be administrator, be deacon, serving others. Many, many different kind of callings.
不同的恩召，不同的恩赐，有的人能够 有知识能教导，有的人有说预言的能力，有的人被呼召蒙恩召进行各种不同的事工的服事，以服事教会的不同的各样的领域的事情。
So he emphasizes the idea that we are like one body, and the body has many different members or limbs, and we are serving. We all them are needed, equally needed. If your gift is one, your brother or sister has got a different gift, it doesn't mean that you or he is more or less valuable, but all are needed, all are equally valuable.
保罗告诉我们，我们是一个身体里面不同的肢体。个人恩赐，个人的功能不一样，但是并不是说有的人重要一点，有人不重要一点，而是说不同的功能，不同的恩赐，在不同的方面能够发挥出圣灵所赐的这样的价值恩赐的能力。
In his letters, Paul is very much emphasizing the unity of the body of Christ.
使徒保罗一直强调在基督里联合成为一。
We are the body of Christ, and we are also the temple of the Holy Spirit. As the
我们是基督的身体，同时是圣灵的殿。
And we are the people of God.
我们也是上帝的子民。
You know the images in the Old Testament. People of God, the first people of God was Israel, and Israel was like the people of God who was called out of the slavery of Egypt to the long trip through the desert to the promised land.
我们知道在旧约的记载里面，我们非常清楚上帝所呼召出来的第一批的子民，那么他就是以色列人。上帝是将他们从埃及之地招选出来，带领他们，他们在旷野的时候就开始成为上帝的子民的群体来服事。
So like the Holy Trinity is like a community of loveThe Father loves the Son loves the Father, and the Holy Spirit is the bondage of love between the Father and the Son.
就像圣三位一体是一个奥秘的团契一样，父爱子，子爱父，而圣灵就是联系父与子彼此相爱的维系关系的力量。
And his idea, why he created us to be human beings and to be his image in this world, is that he wants to draw, he wants to pull us into the unity of love with himself.
上帝为什么创造我们呢？他就是创造我们，要将我们纳入他里面，使我们在他里面联合为一。
In the first chapter of Ephesians, Paul says that it was the eternal plan of God. Even before creation, he had the plan to gather up all things in Christ, things in heaven and things on earth.
甚至在以弗所书第一章里面，使徒保罗说得非常清楚，即便在创世之前，上帝早已经定下他的谕旨，那就是在时候满足的时候，天上地下所有的一切都要在基督里联合为一。
So after our resurrection, at the end of history, we will be fully united with the love of the Holy Trinity.
当我们将来在主的面前复活，被招选，再一次被提的时候，我们所有的一切，所有的人就要在基督里与他完全的紧密联系在一起。
We will participate in the essence of God, which is the Holy Spirit, which is the love between the Father and the Son.
在父与子之间的这种爱的恩典里面，我们就有了这样的盼望，我们将来都能够在上帝里面与上帝本身联合在一起。
And this makes us live eternally. This gives us eternal life, imperishable life.
这就是上帝所赐予给我们的一个应许，我们要在它里面享受永生。
And this makes us eternally happy.
这就是我们将来要有永恒的喜悦。
So we want to be united with the Holy Trinity, with the divine love between the Father and the Son. We want to be united with them in the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵的恩典里面，在圣灵的工作里面，我们在上帝的圣爱里面，就这样有着最后联合成为一体的这样的盼望。
So now our calling there here in this world, this short life which we have here, we have been called to express this love, this divine love and this unity in this world.
所以我们蒙召在这个世界，在这个我们有限的很短的这个生命时间，在这个地上的这一段时间里面，我们蒙召上帝给予我们的托付，那就是 活出他的圣爱，表彰他的圣爱。
So we are the one people of God. We are the one body of Christ, and we are the one temple of the Holy Spirit. And we are all have our own calling, our own gifts to serve this unity. So this is our task to serve this unity in this world.
当我们蒙召的时候，我们就成为上帝的子民，我们就联合成为基督的身体，我们也都成了圣灵的殿。所以，我们同蒙恩召，使我们为这一个共同联合的基督奥秘的身体而服务。
Now Paul says in our text, this Romans 12 today, in verse 11, he says that when you are doing this calling, do not lack in zeal, be ardent in spirit, serve the Lord.
使徒保罗在我们刚才所读的这一章经文的第十一节里面。告诉我们，你们殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。
Well, we are very familiar with Paul being the great teacher of God's unconditional grace.
我们都知道使徒保罗所教导的最核心的福音的信息，那就是上帝无条件的恩典。
Is he now here teaching something that we have to accomplish ourselves, or something? Is he asking us to do something by ourselves, you know, in our own energy and power?
他提醒我们，告诉我们，就我们所能做的，并不是靠着我们自己所能的，我们的精力，我们的力量，我们的想法所能达到的。
When we look at the different letters of Paul, there's a certain structure, certain logic in those letters.
如果我们读使徒保罗的其他的书信的话，我们就非常清楚的知道，其实使徒保罗所教导的有一个非常特定的、明确的一个框架。
We can speak about the use kind of language of the grammar. Speak about indicative and imperative. Indicative means something that has already been done, that happens, and the imperative is something that should be done.An exhortation to do something.
使徒保罗告诉我们的有两个大的这样的一个事情，一个是已经实现了的，应该是这样做的，还有另外的一个就是我们必须要去做的。
Now Paul speaks about this indicative. He means that the Holy Trinity, the Holy Father in Jesus Christ, has already done many things by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is all prepared, all done by God alone, without our cooperation.
使徒保罗告诉我们的这一个是已经实现的，那就是上帝爱子，在子的爱里面借着圣灵的大能已经运行，已经实现，已经在我们身上得到一个明显的一个信这样的果效表彰出来。
Now I want to mention four things which are expressing the indicative, four things.
所以我们有具体的有四方面。
I'm not going to give you many biblical quotations because there are so many, but if you read the letters of Paul, you can find them easily.
我们接着，我们不是一一的把所有使徒保罗的教导全部一一列出来，我们把重点的四点把它开放出来。
First of all, we belong to God because He has created us. He owns us. He has the right of the owner.
上帝创造了我们，我们是属于上帝的，我们是上帝手中的工作和创造。
Paul teaches us the Father created us through Christ and for Christ.
使徒保罗告诉我们，上帝借着基督，通过基督，在基督里为基督而创造了我们。
And the Holy Spirit is the principle of unity, uniting us with the love of God. So the Holy Trinity is in fact the Creator.
而圣灵这是具体的实现他创造事工的施行者，那就是圣灵。圣灵具体的来使这创造之工实现。
So this is the first point. We 100% already belong to the Holy Trinity on the basis of creation. He has the right of the owner and maker.
这一点是非常清楚的。我们都属于上帝，上帝是创造主，我们是。属于他的这一点是非常的明确。
Now the second point is that we belong to God because Jesus Christ has bought us by His holy blood. He has bought us free from the consequences of sin, death, and Satan, from the slavery of evil. He has bought us to be free to be His children.
第二点就是，上帝借着基督的宝血，借着基督的事工。基督的事工将我们买赎出来，使我们脱离罪， 和死亡，我们就这样被基督的无条件的恩典，他的宝血买赎回来，归入上帝。
See, he has paid the highest possible price for us, his holy blood, his own life.
他是付重价来买赎我们的，是以他自己的生命，他的宝血来买赎了我们。
So, this already alone is 100% guarantee that we belong to him.
其实这也是一个百分之百的确据和保证，保证我们是属于上帝的。
But we have now 200% because we have the you know on the basis of creation we are owned by Him by the Holy Trinity, but on the basis of redemption.
但实际上这里有非常的明确，我们有双重的保证。第一层的保证是我们是上帝创造的，我们属于他。第二层的保证那就是。我们是基督自己的生命和宝血买赎的，在救赎里面，我们确实属于上帝，所以这是双重的保证。
Okay, the third point why we belong to the Holy Trinity, to God, is because Jesus has been raised from the dead, and in baptism and faith we are united with Him. We, our old self has been crucified, like Paul teaches in Romans 6, for instance, and we have been raised to new life. We are new creation in Christ. We are already living the resurrection life in Him. So He is our only hope. We belong to His future.
第三点也是很明确的，像使徒保罗在罗马书第六章里面所教导的，那就是我们借着圣洗礼，在洗礼之中，我们从死、从罪里面脱离出来，归入基督，与基督联合。那么这样的一个洗礼，也是一个保证，也是一个确据，我们是属于基督的，与基督联合的。那么借着洗礼这样的一个圣事，我们从今以后进入基督里面。
So we don't belong to this world anymore. We belong to His future world. So we are the new creation in Christ, as Paul teaches. So we belong to Him.
所以我们不再属于这世界，而是我们是基督的事工，他的救赎，他的宝血将我们买赎回来，我们是属于他，属于他的国度的。
So this is the third 100%.
这是第三层的保证。
And 还有一点 the last 100% is that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Father and the Son is in our hearts. And He is the seal, or He's the guarantee, or you could say He's the wedding ring that guarantees that we belong to Christ.And to belong to His eternal kingdom.
The fourth,
okay.
第四方面，那么就是圣灵成了我们的确保，圣灵进入我们的心，在我们的心中成了印记，这一个成了我们的印，保证我们的的确确是以圣三位一体父子圣灵是完全的紧密的联系在一起的。
So I don't know, many of you have the wedding ring or the in on your, how many have a wedding ring?
你们多少个人有结婚戒指？
中国人没有这个习惯，对不对？我们欧洲人没有这个习惯。
有。
We would say that Holy Spirit is like the wedding ring. You know, on the basis of wedding ring, you know you belong to this person. This person is your spouse. And now the Holy Spirit is like the wedding ring, showing that you belong to Jesus and you are going to His eternal wedding in heaven.
就像戴结婚戒指一样，当你看着这一个结婚戒指，你就知道你是与你的配偶互相相属的。而圣灵其实就是我们的印证、印记，就像结婚戒指一样，表示我们有属于上帝这样的一个标记。所以圣灵自己为印证。
So now there's a 400% guarantee we belong to the Holy Trinity.
这是我们属于圣三位一体，我们是属于上帝的侍从的保证。
He has the right of the owner on the basis of creation. He has bought us free from sin by His holy blood, and He has already transferred into the new life of the resurrected Christ and the Holy Spirit in us. All these four things make us.Alone already would make us the children of God.
这侍从的保证，首先上帝用自己的形象应该是创造了我们，我们是属于上帝的。第二，上帝在基督耶稣基督的事工、保险和救赎里面买赎了我们，使我们归依他，这是第二层的保证。第三层的保证是我们在圣灵的恩膏和感动里面受洗归入基督，这成了一个公开的印证的一个确据。第四，圣灵自己成为这样的一个 记号印证在我们心里，明确的表明我们是属于上帝的，所以这是侍从的明确的保证。
So we are already in his kingdom. We are already his children. We are already a new creation in him.
我们是上帝的子民，我们是上帝的儿女，我们是属于他的国度的，我们是上帝自己的儿女。
By his Holy Spirit he created faith in our hearts.
是他的圣灵，是他的圣功在我们心中自己所做的信这样的一个事工。
And by his Holy Spirit he will teach us how to love. He gives us the motivation, the will and the energy and the ability to love better its other and other people.
而且圣灵永远用说不出的叹息告诉我们当做的事，告诉我们当以基督的爱，圣灵亲自教导我们该如何做。
So this all what has been said so far is the indicative. This is what God has done, the Holy Trinity has done without our cooperation. It's a 100% gift from him.
这四方面明确地告诉我们上帝已经所成就的，他自己成就了的救赎的事工，这是上帝的无条件的恩典，白白赐给我们的。
So it is something we didn't even a little bit we didn't contribute. We didn't, our part is zero. You know, it's 100% God's work.
而且在这样的上帝自己的事工里面，我们自己根本不能做什么，也没能力做什么，完全都是上帝自己的事工。
We didn't create ourselves. We cannot.
我们没有创造自己。我们也不能拯救自己。
We cannot get the Holy Spirit in our hearts.
我们也不能够呼求圣灵，让圣灵来在我们心中。
So it is all given by God.
这是上帝自己的恩赐恩典。
But now, we come to the second part of Paul's teaching. You know, once God has done so wonderful things in your life, once you are already in his kingdom as his child, now make some consequences, make some logical consequences from your calling and from your status as the child of God.
既然上帝已经买赎了我们，恩召了我们，拣选了我们，使我们归入他的圣洁的国度，那么自然而然的，我们就在上帝的旨意与安排里面，有随之而来的我们应当实践的事情。
Now in the beginning of this Romans 12, he says that present your bodies as living sacrifice to God.
在罗马书第十二章第一节说，将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的。
Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds.
不要效法这一个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
And then he continues, so that you may discern what is the will of God.
而且你要明辨，要知道什么是上帝善良纯全和喜悦的旨意。
And he says that this, in fact, in the English text, it says that this is your spiritual worship, but in the Greek, original Greek, it says that this is the logike latreia, this is the logical worship. Logical
worship. 而且在原文中，在甚至在英文的这一个文本里面，非常清楚地告诉我们，这是属灵的崇拜，这是属灵的逻辑，自然而然应该会有的表现。
So, Paul means that once you are already, you know, the child of God in his kingdom, make the logical consequence out of this. Don't live like you used to live, you know, don't go according to your selfish desires and according to the model of this world, but surrender your body, your spirit, everything to the service of God.
所以保罗告诉我们非常清楚的，我们既然已经蒙召，那么我们的生活，我们的生命，我们所有的一切就要跟以前的不一样，要跟以前的不同，要寻求合乎上帝的那些善良纯全和喜悦的旨意，要与原来的生命是有分别的。
Then he says that be transformed in your mind.
首先要改变你的心思意念。
AndHe uses the passive form, and in Paul's theology, the passive form of the Greek verb means God is the subject who is doing. Let God, let His Holy Spirit renew your way of thinking.
在原文中是用被动态，就是让圣灵来改变你。
So let the Holy Spirit continuously renew your way of thinking, so that you will know what is God's will.
让圣灵来改变你的心思意念，所以只有接受圣灵的感动，你才能知道什么是上帝的旨意。
So serve him now in your new calling. Don't go the old way anymore, but be logical, you know, and follow, let the Holy Spirit renew your mind and follow God's will in your life.
所以要按着圣灵的感动来寻求圣灵的旨意，被圣灵充满，被圣灵感动，来做合乎这属灵逻辑的事情。
And then he says that do this according to the faith that God has given to you. It is not a requirement that you have to do something, but just walk in the faith which is the gift of God to you.
保罗这里非常清楚地告诉我们，这并不是你需要做什么而满足于什么样的一个条件，而是因为你得到了，你被改变了，你被圣灵充满了，于是你就能，这是合乎属灵逻辑的。
Yeah, according to the measure of the faith that God has given to you.
这是你在信心之中圣灵给你的。
You know, and when you read the letters of Paul, you have many of these kind of exhortations, or in Greek, paranesis, you know, exhortations. Do this and do that. In Paul's letters, you can find many of them.
所以使徒保罗在这一个他的书信里面非常清楚的是，你应该，你可以，这是有圣灵自己感动我们为前提的信心的表现。
Like here in our text of today, verse 9, let love be genuine, hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good, love another with mutual affection, and outdo, in fact he means thatbe rival in risk, you know, have a competition in respecting each other. Do not lack in zeal, be ardent in spirit, and serve the Lord. These all are kind of exhortations, aren't they?
这是我们的表现，我们从理自然的表现出来。在第九节开始，他告诉我们，爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近。爱弟兄要彼此亲自，恭敬人要彼此推让。所以这是一种生命因信而来的，活出来，表现出来的。
So Paul thinks that it is necessary to remind the Christians how they should live.
所以保罗告诉我们，应该提醒基督徒应该怎么样来生活。
The Holy Spirit uses this exhortation as his tool to change our lives.
圣灵来使用这样的一个生命的表彰来做他的事工。
These kind of exhortations don't mean that you have to do them by your own power, because you cannot.
这并不是说靠着你的能力，你应该必须，因为你靠着自己你不能。
But when you hear those exhortations and the Holy Spirit is already in your heart, you are the believer already, you belong to him. So Holy Spirit will use those exhortations as a kind of material and concrete tool to change you.
圣灵的生命的表彰就是圣灵已经在你里面给你力量，给你恩赐，你因着圣灵的这个生命的力量而表彰涌现出来。
So this is why Paul always says that you don't belong to yourself, you 400% you belong to the Holy Trinity, and make the logical consequences, don't waste your life in the worldly desires.
我们刚才所讲的有四重的表彰保证，确保我们是属于圣三位体上帝自己的，所以我们不要浪费，不要虚度今天的生命，而是应该用我们蒙恩的生命来表彰出基督那圣善的事工。
So don't waste your life just following your own selfish desires, or your own weakness, or your own despair or hopelessness.
不要用你的恩赐来服侍于你自己所追求的欲望，不要用你的恩赐所得来的恩典来服侍于你自己的软弱和缺陷，而是要用你的生命来服侍主。
Give your whole body, your whole soul, your mind, your time, your gifts, everything, give to him.
我们的所有的心思意念，你的意志，你的感情，所有的能力来归给主。
So because 400% you belong to God, so you can give yourself 100% to him.
我们刚才非常清楚地讲到，我们有四层的保证，确保我们是完完全全属于上帝的。所以我们当你全心全意的完全的来表示你是属于主的。
How we invest our time and our life is not a matter of salvation. We are already saved people. We already, you know,
怎么样来度我们的生活，这并不是说是为了得救，我们已经得救了，而是你生命的自然而然的表现。
So thisexhortation, this paranesis is a matter of this life, not the matter of eternal life.
而且这种生命的涌现表彰，圣灵而来的垂民的力量的一个彰显， 这是一个今生现在就能表现的，而不是将来才能。
But God wants us to invest this short life in the best possible way.
所以圣灵上帝是要用我们的今生，使我们的今生能够过得合乎他的心意，有意义。
It is very important to understand even the Christian life. It is not our own product, or not based on our own effort. But also Christian life is a gift of God. Like salvation is a gift of God. You know, our existence that we are created by God is God's gift. And all the aspects of salvation are the gift of God. Also the Christian life is a gift of God.
就像是我们是上帝创造的，这是恩典，我们蒙恩得救是上帝的恩典，而我们能为主而活，活出基督，表彰基督的生命，涌现出基督的生命，在今生就能够为主而活，这本身也是上帝给予我们的恩赐。
You know, Paul often speaks about that God has prepared in advance prepared things that we are going, we are supposed to do in this life. He has prepared.
这是告诉我们，圣灵上帝已经在我们今生开始预备我们将来能够在天国的这样的一种生活，这是一种将来天国生活的预言。
So our Christian life has been prepared already for us.
这就是将来的生命，圣灵已经现在就让我们今生开始预察预言。
One verse, Ephesians, Ephesians 2 verse 10.
以弗所书第二章第十节。
He speaks that we are what he has made us, created in Christ for the good works which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，我要叫我们行善，这是神所预备叫我们行的。
And also he has a similar idea in the book of Philippians, Chapter 2, verse 13, he says that
腓立比书第二章第十三节，他告诉我们
It is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure.
因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
His idea is that the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ and the Father who is in you will affect your mind, your will and your activity so that you will do according to his will.
是圣三位一体运行在我们心中，在我们心思意念情感意志行为表彰之中，是圣灵使用进入工作，使我们能够为他所用。
So we are going to walk this short life in those deeds which God has prepared for usAnd according to the will he has given us. So we are willing to do what he wills because he changes our mind by his Holy Spirit.
是圣灵将上帝的旨意和安排运行在我们心中，使我们能够明确我们当如何在今生为主而活。
So we are free children of God. We just can relax and rejoice in those things which God has prepared for us.
所以圣灵上帝我们的主已经预备好了，让我们这样行了，所以我们完全可以放松的，可以完全可以坦然的来过这样的生活，因为他已经预备好了。
Augustine is one of the great teachers of the church. He was living about 1,600 years ago. He was teaching about the same idea as Paul.
圣奥古斯丁大概是1600年之前，那么他告诉我们教导我们的这样的一种生活跟使徒保罗是一脉相传的。
He says that Lord, ask me to do anything you want, but what you ask me to do, give it as a gift to me.
圣奥古斯丁说，主啊，求你让我能做，也求你让我能做任何你想让我做的事，但是首要前提是求你给我能做的能实践的能实现的恩赐。
As my God, you can ask me to do anything. It is your right. I belong to you. But whatever you ask me to do, give it as a gift to me.
我是属于你的，你能够让我做任何的事，但是要我能做，请你给我这样相应的恩赐。
I think this is a wonderful idea. God, as our Lord and our Savior, can ask us to do anything, but he doesn't demand anything.He gives this what he asks us as a gift to us. It's all prepared all there already.
上帝不是一个要求而已，而是他准备好，他安排好，他计划好，并且给我们相应的能力和恩赐，让我们能行。
And Paul is encouraging us that God can do many more things, much more wonderful things than we can even imagine.
使徒保罗还告诉我们许许多多非常重要的教导，那么这是我们生命里面非常宝贵的，甚至超乎我们所能想的。
If you look at Ephesians 4, verse 20, he says that now to him, by the power at work within us, is able to accomplish abundantly far more than we all can, what we can ask or imagine.
他说，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
So God can do miracles.Wonderful things, you know, he can surprise us in many ways.
上帝能够行神迹，甚至超乎我们所能想象的，给我们出人意外的。
So we are not controlling our Christian lives. We are not, you know, like manipulating or engineering our Christian life. It is something that God has given us as a gift.
并不是说我们的生命被操纵、被掌控，而是上帝帮助我们。给我们力量，给我们恩赐。
And God can open doors to us which we never thought would be open to us.
上帝甚至能为我们打开我们从来不能想象的那样的门。
Sometimes he closes doors.
有些时候呢，他又把那些门关闭。
But suddenly he opens a new way, a new door.
但是有些时候呢，他突然的开出另外一条全新的路。
I'm sure many of you have this kind of experience in your life.
非常清楚，在座的肯定都有或多或少的这样的经历。
God closed one door, that's past, it's over. Then he opens a new door, surprisingly wonderful way.
上帝关闭了这扇门，但是又为你开启了另外一扇更美、更新、更广的一个大道。
Do you have this kind of experience?
你们有过这样的经历吗？
I'm sure many of you do, yes. So, I want to take one more quotation from Martin Luther.
我们接着来引用马丁路德的一段话。
He says, when he's explaining the Magnificat, you know, the Lucia Fui Vivitam, the Malian for the Chanker. So, he's saying that we have to believe that God wants to do great things in our lives.
马丁路德在引用和解释尊主颂的内容的时候，他说：“上帝要用我们人，用我们来成就他那奇妙无比的计划。”
And he says, "It pleases God to do great things in our lives. He is very willing to do those things."
上帝真的非常愿意借着我们成就他奇妙的工作。
Like he did to this poor girl called Mary.
就像他在那一位瘦弱女子玛利亚身上所成就的奇妙大事一样，他非常愿意借着我们成就他奇妙的事。
And then he continues saying that don't only think that God is doing great things to others, to these sisters or brothers, but not to me.
而且路德提醒我们说，你不要以为上帝只用了某些他人来成就他奇妙的工作，你要非常清楚的知道，上帝也要用你来成就他奇妙的事。
Look, you know, without any doubt, look at, you know, the will of God, face his will, face God, and believe strongly that even in you he wants to make great things.In you and through you.
你尽管坦然无惧地仰望依靠上帝，他会用你，一定会用你。你不要有任何的怀疑，不要有任何的疑惑，他一定会使用你。
So this kind of faith is lively faith, says Luther.
路德说，这就是奇妙的爱的生活信仰。
So I think this is a wonderful word. You know, God chose this poor, insignificant girl Mary to be the mother of His Son.The mother of God, so he can do many things through us also.
路德的这段话真的很好，告诉我们，上帝能够使用那纯洁的、瘦弱的女子玛利亚，少女玛利亚，他也会用任何的每一位。
Well, I want to finish this sermon by going back to Nanjing for a minute. Yes, a memory from Nanjing.
那么以下我们。从回到南京的一个故事来作为结束。
You know, during the last 10 years, I have been there every year, teaching, as I mentioned in the beginning.
那么一开始的时候跟大家提到过，前面这十年，罗老师 每年都到南京来。
And one of the things that impresses me very much in this seminary is the willingness of the students to be the servants of God.
一个最让罗老师印象最为深刻，而且是最为明确的一件事，那就是学生们他们非常的愿意奉献自己为主所用。
So, in the beginning of July, we always have this graduation ceremony.
一般每年的七月初的时候都有这样的一次毕业典礼。
And always a part of the ceremony is that the leader of the seminary or some of the leaders of the seminary, they will read verses from the book of Isaiah, chapter 6.
那么一般在这毕业典礼上会有一位神学院的代表出来先读以赛亚书第六章第十节的字
经文。 I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?
这段经文告诉我们，我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
And then the students asked with a loud, clear voice, Here I am, send me.
所有的学生，特别是毕业的同学，他们会站起来，用最清楚、响亮、明确的声音说，我在这里，请差遣我。
And then often we hear, this was Prophet Isaiah, and we also often hear the word from Prophet Jeremiah, the first chapter, saying that, but maybe you just read in English, in Chinese, these verses.
就像以赛亚书所教导的一样，其实耶利米书也有相应的明确的教导，在耶利米书第一章第五到第九第八节说，我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你。你未出母胎，我已分别你为圣。我已派你做列国的先知。我就说，主耶和华，我不知道当说什么，因为我是年幼的。耶和华对我说，你不要说我是年幼的，因为我差遣你往哪里去，你都要去。我吩咐你说什么话，你都要说。你不要惧怕他们。因为我与你同在，要拯救你，这是耶和华说的。
I have always admired these young students of the Nanjing Seminary.
罗老师说他非常清楚地知道这些年轻的毕业生们。
Because they have given all their hearts and their lives to serve the Lord.
他们真的要把自己的生命、青春奉献给主，为主使用。
Many of them they could choose a different job with much higher salary.
实际上在这些毕业的学生里面很多都能够选择更好的去处。
We also have more and more students who have the university degree already, but they don't go to this major, but they change their idea and come to study.
其实我们的学生里面越来越多，一大部分他们原来都是获了什么学士硕士的学位，但是他们重新因为主的呼召而来接受神学教育。
They choose this career as to be preachers and pastors of the church with a very low salary.
他们选择成为传道人的时候，就意味着他们选择了一个收入比较少的这样的一个工作。
And also perhaps the work is quite hard sometimes.
而且这个工作是相当艰巨。
And the conditions in the parishes, the churches, are not ideal. There are a lot of fight and contradictions among the people in the.
而且在服事的这个工厂上，在教会里面，矛盾冲突从未止息。
And also, they have to suffer many kinds of control.
而且因着种种的被控制，他们有许多内心的苦闷。
So it means that these conditions are sometimes humiliating.
因为这是人性所造成的。
But anyway, they don't care about that.
但是这些奉献为主的人从不在乎。
They know God, the Holy Trinity, Jesus Christ has called them for a holy calling.
他们知道上帝在基督里借着圣灵已经呼召了这些人。
So God has called and God has prepared everything.
上帝呼召他们就为他们准备一切。
And He will give the ability to be his servant.
而且上帝给足够的能力让他们能行。
Be the servants of his kingdom.
成为他国度的仆人。
Okay, brothers and sisters, I think that we also, everybody who is in this room today, we
all, 弟兄姐妹，你们也是这样的。
We have a holy calling.
你们同蒙天召。
We have the, as I said in the beginning, every one of us, we have the one charisma, at least one, maybe several charisma.
在座的每一位都有从上帝圣灵而来的不同的恩赐，至少你们肯定有一种超乎常人的能力和恩赐。
We have the calling to be the channels of God's love and grace to this world.
我们蒙召成为上帝与这世界之间的贯通的管道。
We can be channels of His love in our families.
我们蒙召，我们可以成为改变我们家庭的原因。
Among our friends,
可以在我们家朋友圈中。
Wherever we are studying or working,
在我们学习工作的地方。
Or in this congregation,
或者就在这个环境里面。
So we have all kinds of callings, and they all are important.
我们蒙召有各种各样的托付，都一样重要。
But whatever our callings are.Above everything else, we are the disciples of Jesus Christ.
而且最根本的、最首要的，那就是我们蒙召成为基督的门徒。
So, and we are fulfilling this holy calling, holy task.
而且我们清清楚楚的知道，我们同蒙这样的恩召。
And using this charisma given to us.
所以，让我们使用从圣灵来的这样的恩赐。
So it is very wonderful to know that everything has been prepared. Everything is gift. We don't need to.
非常的宝贵，我们能够知道任何事情，所有一切，上帝已经准备好了。
Basically, being a Christian is just to relax and rejoice.
所以作为一个基督徒，你应该坦然无惧。
Okay, I think this is enough. But what about if we make a little prayer?
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you that we also, and I also can be, have a holy calling and can be the channel of your love and truth in this world.
感谢主，你让我们知道，在座的每一位，包括我自己，都一样蒙受你的恩召。
So I ask that make me very clear what is my special charisma gift and my special calling in your kingdom.
求主指示教导我，使我知道在你的国度里面受恩召，我们有怎么样的服事的能力。
So that I can be channeling and giving your love to those people whom I meet every day in my ordinary life.
这样使我有能力，能够在我日常的生活，我所接触的任何人中，将你的爱、恩赐、恩典表彰出来。
So thank you, you have prepared those deeds which I can do in your kingdom and for your kingdom.
感谢主，为了你国，在你国度里，为我们所准备好的一切，我们感恩。
And those things, in which I can serve our neighbors and those people whom I meet every day.
也恳求主帮助我们，使我们在我们周围的人与我们的邻舍相处的时候，我们每一天生活都能够为你而活。
So thank you that your Holy Spirit gives me the strength and ability to live the life you want me to live.
感谢主，感谢你的圣灵帮助我们，给我们足够的力量和勇气，使我们每一天活出合乎你心意的事。
So I am here, send me also.
主，我在这里，求你差遣我。
Thank you, I can live, and I can walk in this life, resting in your love and in your grace.
仰望你，依靠你，借着你的力量和恩典，我们都能这样的活着。
So I thank you, Lord, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢赞美你，父子圣灵。阿门。
阿门。
我们来唱一首歌。